At 6:06, it is partly clear, a very muggy 73 already this morning in Tulsa. We're on our way to a high of 95. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We could learn the fate of a passenger rail service between Tulsa and Oklahoma City later this morning. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is to take up selling the rail line that links the Tulsa Metro with Oklahoma City. And that is something that passenger rail supporters like Rick Westcott do not want to see happen.
The state, the taxpayers, own the existing rail line, and it generates a profit.
An Iowa firm has offered to run passenger train service between the two cities if the state retains ownership or agrees to sell the rail line to them. An Amber Alert for an 8-year-old Tulsa girl who was apparently snatched by a motorist from outside an apartment is canceled after that girl is found in Sepulpa early this morning. Now, the suspect has been arrested. He apparently is a past sex offender. Brookside, Cherry Street, Utica Square, and the Guthrie Green. They were all sites of a Tulsa flash mob protest over the weekend. Mayor Bartlett's proposed budget cuts to the arts. They handed out flyers urging those who gathered for the performance protest to call the mayor's office and the city councilors to demand that the arts be saved in Tulsa. A new survey shows the economy in Middle America improving. The monthly survey from Creighton University at Omaha includes Oklahoma. Economist Ernie Goss says the economy appears to be booming.
The strongest reading we've recorded in the past 3 years, so it's pointing to solid growth. Now, it was coming off some weak, at least not stellar results from the first quarter.
And he says energy and agriculture seem to be leading the way. Well, down on the farm, the news is not so good. The drought and last month's late freeze have made Oklahoma's wheat crop very questionable. Clint Wilcox farms at Fairview.
As far as I can say, I'm surprised at what we've got. Surprisingly, some of this wheat looks a little better now that it's headed out, but, you know, we're talking 15 to 20 bushel potential better, and that's probably if we could catch a rain and 10 days of dry in the forecast and 90 degree temperatures and wind. We don't really know what we're going to have right now.
He expects 20 bushels of wheat from each acre on his farm. He says that is well below average by almost 50%. Authorities say there will be no charges filed for now in connection with a fire that killed 5 people in Bartlesville. A statement released by District Attorney Kevin Buchanan and the Bartlesville Police and Fire Departments say that investigators have been unable to determine exactly what started that fire back on January the 4th. It has been a week since a deadly tornado raked the Ottawa County town of Quapaw. Homeowners are beginning the repair effort on their property. Crystal Klein with TRC Disaster Solutions says it is easier if you have pre-planned your disaster response.
Having to make those decisions in the heat of the moment is not the best way to go about it. That's why we recommend that people prepare ahead of time and figure out ahead of time what contractors they're going to use.
She says if you haven't pre-planned, be sure and check references and the company's credibility prior to starting a job. Our weather forecast, breezy and hot. A high this afternoon of 95 in Tulsa. Tonight it'll be clear down to 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, windy and continued hot with a high of 92. On Wednesday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 87. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it is partly clear in 73. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.